touchy people. Now, we're square here on what I mean by touchy. That's the people that are always getting their feelings hurt about something. This is the reason feelings are so dangerous. Now, you don't want to become callous. That's getting in the ditch on the other side of the road. You don't want to get to where you don't have anything to do with people. You can't do that. People are what this thing's all about. But you just walk in love all the time. And stay in love all the time. Now, a touchy person is a person that's easily offended. They are quick to anger and slow to repent. You find that characteristic about touchy people, because touchy people are never wrong. Touchy people are unteachable, particularly in the area of their largest problems, because they are the author of their largest problem. Well, as if not they, all of us are the author of our biggest problem. But people that won't be corrected, you ought to, you know, the book of Proverbs is an excellent devotional. There's 31 of them. Read one every day and get you 2 or 3 different translations. Amen. I remember when I found that scripture in Romans 13:8, owe no man anything but to love him. And I thought, well, I'll get the Amplified translation and see what it says. It'll get me out of this. And it said, stay out of debt. So, oh. Now listen, you can't build a doctrine on one scripture. And that particular verse was not majoring in money. Money is included in that. But the major, he was talking about something else. But when you go to the curse and find out in the curse, debt, you can find debt in the curse of the law. Amen. The borrower is servant. The word servant is actually translated connected to. He's covenanted to the loaner. That covenant is what is dangerous. That's what is dangerous about borrowed money. So anyway, but I went to the Amplified and it just got me in deeper. So now, unteachable people are offended when you try to teach them in the area they are the most touchy about. Whatever it is. I remember one time I was ministering in this church years ago, and there was a man brought his wife, and she was just, oh, she was, they had to kind of hold her up. She was grieving over the death of their daughter. She was sick and had, because of it. And it hadn't been just a few days either. I mean, it had gone over a long period of time. Well, you know, Mommy, my heart went out to that woman. And I started to lay my hands on her. And the Lord said, don't touch her. Well, I stood back. And so I said, well, what happened here? And she started telling me. She went through all of this, and God took my baby. God, I'm going to say something to you now, and particularly those of you that are watching me on the network and online, listen to me. God is not the taker. Religion made that up. Go back and study your Bible. He is the life giver. He didn't take your child. He didn't take your husband. He didn't take your son in that accident. You know, it's amazing when you got a large workforce and you enforce the safety rules. God doesn't take near as many of them as He does when they disobey the safety rules. Well, you can see right off, God didn't have anything to do with that. God in His Word gives you ways to extend your life, to make your life longer and stronger. He's not taking you. God has never sent anybody to hell. What? Put your gun up. See, now you start getting touchy over what Grandma taught and you bought. Well, all of us did. We're learning in these times. There's only one man that God ever sent to hell, and that is Jesus. Men go to hell because of the seed they sowed. Amen. And then after Jesus went to hell and paid the price, raised from the dead, there's only one sin. Somebody says you go to hell for lying, same as you stealing. You don't go to hell for lying. You don't go to hell for stealing. You don't go to hell for murder. You go to hell for rejecting Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. That's the sin that'll put you in hell. All the rest of the sin has already been paid for by the precious blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And she's just going, oh. I said, lady, oh, and these words come out of my mouth. I heard myself say it. I said, lady, God didn't take your baby. He did too. I said, no, ma'am, He didn't. Yes, He did. I said, no. He didn't. Now see, she's getting really offended. She really offended at me. And these words came out my mouth. You got beat at the game of life. And Satan defeated you, and he's about to kill the rest of your family because you refuse to do what God is calling you to do. She lunged at me with both hands like that. Her husband grabbed her and caught her and held her back. Oh, she's kicking and fighting. She could hardly stand up when they brought her in there. Boy, she could stand up then. She's kicking and fighting and scratching and screaming. Well, they came back to the night service. I thought, oh, Lord. But I noticed she's a different woman. I mean, she walked right straight up there and she hugged my neck and apologized to me. She said, Brother Copeland, you're exactly right. She said, I, when I got home, she said, those words were so strong, they got through to me. See what Jesus was doing? That's what He's doing to this Syrophoenician woman. He's getting through there. And she said, I see it. I haven't been a wife to my husband. I haven't been a mother to my other children. Well, they got into the word of faith, man. They got on every tape we had and all of that. And I got a call from the husband some months later. He and his son were out mountain climbing one day. And, oh, this is probably 18 months later. And all of a sudden, that young man just had a seizure and fell flat on in the rocks and just, his daddy jumped right in the middle of him and grabbed him by the hair and started shouting at the devil and telling him, no, no, you don't. You know, you don't. No, you don't. You messed up part of my family. You're not getting another child of mine in the name of Jesus. And that boy came around and he said, wow, daddy, what happened? Perfectly all right. He called me and he said, Copeland, the difference was this time when the devil attacked my family, I had the word of God in me and he couldn't get away. Isn't that rich? Now, if she'd have stayed touchy and her husband had got mad at me for talking to her the way I did, they'd have lost another one. And maybe another one. But now that's what grief does. If grief can, that's the reason the scripture says sorrow not. It didn't say it's easy to sorrow not. Now here's where you, if it says sorrow not, then bless God, you fight the fight of faith and you resist that grief with every fiber of your being. That's the suffering you have to do. But on the other side of it is the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, the unteachable people, for whatever reason, you can be so religious that can't anybody teach you anything. I was going cross country one day in my car, and I pulled in for fuel. And I walked in the service station there, and there was a Bible laying on top of the cash register. Now, this is back a number of years ago, before all of the fancy stuff now. And this is this country gas station, and the Bible was open on top of the cash register. It thrilled me. I thought, wow, I got a brother here. And I walked up there, and I paid my bill. Now, the Bible is laying up there like this. And I said, that's a good book. I've read it. And a smile on my face, you know, and he went. I thought, huh? We're making absolutely certain here that I have been baptized correctly. That's the scripture that was open. And that's where he's beating the Bible for me to read. Make sure I've been baptized right. Well, if it's going to cause me to look like him, I don't want to be baptized. I mean, he was mean, brother. Well, there's no use in me discussing water baptism with him or any other kind of baptism with him. He is unteachable. There are people that are unteachable concerning healing. And you know the whole gamut of it. But religious, unteachable people are, well, actually, they I hadn't thought about this till right then, but they qualify in the touchy crowd. They're really touchy, brother. Amen. You can get so touchy about politics, you can't hear anything coming from the other side. And that is bad. Now then, if you're unteachable, then there's no correction. You can't be corrected if you're unteachable. If there's no correction, then there's no direction. And like I was pointing out there a while ago, the Holy Spirit, he's leading and guiding all the time. It's not hearing him that's the problem. You can't be corrected. You can't be directed. Because listen, if you are mindful of your flesh all the time, you only believe what you feel, and you only believe if you can see something, then Satan has access to your innermost counsel, because all he has to do is change your feelings, stir up your feelings a little bit, and you'll follow that. And God can't get a word in edgewise, because you hear him with your spirit, not with your flesh or your mind. So, No correction. No direction. Now, if he can't correct me and he can't direct me, he can't protect me. Because I'm going to be somewhere I ain't supposed to be. Amen. You just continually giving the devil a shot that he hadn't got coming. You just give it to him. You say anything he pokes at you to say. And you go around saying things like, just scared me to death. Thrilled me to death. I'm just dying to go. My feet are killing me. Why do you think that it is profane using God's word in vain to use the word damn and connect it to God? He's not the dammer. And to say that, you've glorified Satan. You've called him God. Why is it called cursing? Because that's what you're doing. Think about it. Every time somebody says that, I'll be damned. Oh. Can you see what? You see what? The devil knows full well that you have what you say. And he has to talk you into dying. He can't kill you without your permission. You're born again. Well, he can't even anybody else, but you're born again. You are the blessed. The blessing of the Lord is on you. If you'll walk in that blessing and you'll walk in the love of God and activate that blessing all the time, he can't kill you. He can't get it done. Amen. So, if you can't be taught, no correction, no direction, no protection, and then there's no perfection. There's nothing of God that's being perfected in your life. The love of God's not being perfected. You're certainly not walking in that. Boy, I got quiet in here all of a sudden, didn't I? That's what happens to touchy people. I had a man. He was in the clothing business. He was a good friend of my dad's. And his name was Jack Howard. I'll never forget him. And being a Jew, he said, "Kenneth, I've been called a lot of ugly stuff." Well, you know, being a Jew, I understood what he was talking about. He said, I have been called everything you can think of, but I've never been insulted. I said, "Jack, that's marvelous, man." He said, "If I get insulted, then I can't do business with the man. All I have to do is forgive him and go ahead and do business." Now, if there ever was a piece of wisdom handed to me that day, that was it, wasn't it? I've been called everything you can think of, but I've never been insulted. You just forgive them and go on and do business. You can't criticize somebody and then minister to them. See, that I'm not talking about being touchy here. But you break the communication line when you judge somebody and criticize them. Then you can't minister to them. So the trick to that, don't judge anybody. Amen. All right. Now then, Psalm 32:9. I want to read you this from the Amplified Classic. Be not like the horse or the mule, which lack understanding, which must have their mouths held firm with the bit and bridle, or else they will not come with you. Don't be like a mule and have to have a bit put in your mouth before God can communicate with you. Ready to listen, ready to repent. Amen. Ready to follow direction and follow correction. Thank you, Lord. Look at 1 John 4:16. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. Believe the love. Trust that love. He's for you. Trust that love. He's doing everything. He is working for you. He's working with you. He's doing everything to work you in that direction. Yield to Him. Yield to Him. Don't ever fuss with Him. Yield to Him all the time. Give yourself totally, completely in Him. Say, I'm yours to command today, sir. This is the day the Word will take place in my life. This is the day the Word will become made good in my life today. This is my healing day. This is my miracle day. Glory to God. This is the day of the Lord. Salvation is today. Hallelujah. And find something good to say about Him. That's what it means to bless. Say something good about Him. I know you love me. And I love you with all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my strength, and all of my soul. And I love my neighbor as myself, because that pleases you. And I love the brethren as you love the brethren. That's what you've commanded of me. And I thank you that today is your day. That makes it my day.